什么叫做福音的聚会？
What does it mean to have an evangelical service regarding the gospel?
就是要将这个福气的有福气的消息来传给大家。
What it is that this is a great opportunity for us to share with you the good news.
我们这次灵恩布道会有四场的福音聚会。
During this convocation, we're going to have four evangelical services.
今天晚上小弟想要用到底有没有神这个题目。
And this evening, I'd like to share with you the topic, is there really a God?
做我们了解神的一个题目。
As a way of understanding God.
认识神是有福气的。
It is truly blessed to know God.
可是在这个世界上，
But in this world,
并不是每一个人都认为有神。
Not everybody thinks that there is a God.
小弟跟很多的亲戚朋友谈过道理。
I have talked to many friends and relatives about God.
有很多人跟我这样说。
And many people told me.
世界上哪有神？
Where is God? There's no God.
神是人自己想出来的啦。
God is something that we concoct in our mind.
有人跟我说。
And some people say,
我们就是神啊。
We are God.
我就是神啊。
I am a God.
谁是神啊？
Who is God?
我没有看到什么神啊。
I haven't seen any God.
其实有没有神这个主题啊。
So this topic as to whether there is a God,
从古到今就一直被争论着。
Has been debated through the ages.
可以说是一个永不退烧的热门话题啊。
And it is a forever hot topic for discussion.
那到底是有神还是没有神？
So is there really a God or isn't there one?
如果你问我，
If you ask me,
传道，
Oh preacher,
你到底认为有神还是没有神？
Do you believe that there is a God or there isn't?
我当然拍着胸脯跟你讲。
Of course, I'm going to tell you.
我跟你讲，绝对有神。
That there's absolutely a God.
可是我讲绝对有神，你就相信吗？
But just because I claim that there's absolutely a God doesn't mean that you're going to believe.
很多人这样说啊。
Many people say.
传道说，因为你是传道嘛，所以你说有神嘛。
Well, you are a preacher, and obviously you have to say that there's a God.
如果你今天不是传道，或许你就讲没有神啊。
Now, if you are not a preacher, perhaps you would claim that there's no God.
绝对不会这样。
That's absolutely false.
当然有没有神，我们心里有一把尺啊。
Of course, there's some kind of measurement in our hearts regarding whether there's a God or not.
一般人不相信有神，有几个原因。
Generally, there are several reasons why people believe that there's no God.
第一个，因为他看不见神。
First of all, people cannot see God.
他说我没有看到神啊。
People say, I can't see him.
今天我如果到希腊去。
Today, if we go to Greece.
希腊有很多希腊神庙。
There are many temples for their gods.
我到印度去。
When I go to India,
印度有很多印度庙。
There are also many Indian temples.
里面的神是蓝色的。
And many of their gods are blue.
我到其他的亚洲国家。
I've been to other Asian countries.
我也看到很多的人像。
I've also seen many human faces.
或者是一种象征。
Or some kind of an image of an idol.
他们告诉我那是神。
And these people told me that these are gods.
至少我还看到一种形象。
Well, so at the very least, I can see some kind or some form of a God.
今天你邀请我来真耶稣教会。
Now today you have invited me to come to the True Jesus Church.
说要来找真神。
And claim that I can find God here.
我来你们教会。
And when I arrive,
我什么都没有看到。
I look around and I don't see God.
哪有神？
Where is God?
你们刚才有奉耶稣圣名聚会吗？
Have you begun the service with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
不是圣经不是说奉耶稣圣名聚会，神就在我们当中吗？
Didn't the Bible say that as long as you gather together in Jesus' name, He will be among us?
神在哪里？
Where's God?
我没有看到
啊。I haven't seen Him.
你没有办法证明。
You can't prove to me.
其实这个很容易解释的啦。
But actually, this is easily explained.
小弟是从台湾来的。
I'm from Taiwan.
在这大部分的人不认识小弟。
And most people here do not know me.
更别说我的内人了哈。
Much less about my wife.
我如果跟你讲。
If I were to tell you,
我已经结婚了。
That I'm married.
你们说我没有看到啊。
Are you going to tell me I haven't seen your wife?
你的太太在哪里？
Where's your wife?
我们没有看到啊。
We don't see your wife.
因为我没有看到，所以我就不相信有啊。
And because I don't see your wife, I don't believe that you are married.
她在台湾。
She's in Taiwan.
你看得到吗？
Can you see her?
当然，现在有视讯系统啊。
Obviously, there are very advanced video systems these days.
可是如果没有用视讯系统，你看不见啊。
But without these technologies, you would not be able to see my wife.
看不见就不存在吗？
Just because you can't see her doesn't mean that she doesn't exist.
这个世界上有太多东西是看不见的。
There are so many things in this world that can't be seen.
风看不见。
You can see wind.
可是你可以感觉。
But you can experience it.
细菌你看不见。
You can see germs.
你会害怕。
But you're afraid of it.
电波你看不见。
You can see frequencies.
带给你很多的方便。
But they bring much convenience to the modern world.
没有看见。
You have not seen any of that.
不代表你不代表这个东西是不存在的。
But it doesn't mean that these things don't exist.
人啊，有很多东西是看不见的。
There are many things we can see with our human eyes.
如果我们说因为我们看不见就不相信有神。
So if we claim that we don't believe in God just because you can't see him.
这个状况就好像说我的孩子。
Then it is almost as if you're saying that my child.
我跟他讲哦。
And I tell him.
在这个世界上哦。
In this world.
有迪士尼乐园。
There's Disneyland.
那个迪士尼乐园很漂亮。
And this Disneyland is a wonderful place to go.
是一个非常好玩的地方。
And it is a very wonderful place to play.
结果他就说，爸爸，你说真的吗？
And the child may ask you, really?
我说真的啊。
Really, I say.
于是他们门打开。
And if you open the door.
然后站到那个门的外面去。
And you stand outside the door.
然后看一看。
And you start to look around.
他回来告诉我。
And the child may come back and tell you.
爸爸，骗我。
Oh, Dad, you are lying to me.
哪里有迪士尼乐园？
Where's Disneyland?
我说有啊。
And I said to him,
哪有？
There is Disneyland. No, I don't see it.
我刚刚把门打开。
I opened the door just now.
然后我就站在门外面。
And I stand outside the door.
我很努力地看。
I look around so hard.
没有啊。
But I don't find Disneyland.
哪有迪士尼乐园？
Where's Disneyland?
意思是一样的道理。
It's the same principle.
我的小孩子啊，就好像井底之蛙一样。
My child is just like a frog in a well.
他没有看到迪士尼乐园。
He does not see Disneyland.
就代表迪士尼乐园不存在吗？
But does that mean that Disneyland doesn't exist?
有些人不相信神是因为迷信科学。
Some people do not believe in God because they place blind faith on science.
我这样讲或许有些人会不满意。
And some people may protest.What I have just said.
因为现在是一个科学的时代。
Because this is a scientific and technological age.
在这个时代很多元啊。
And there are many facets to our society today.
有些人迷信科学，有些人迷信宗教。
There are some people who put blind faith in their religion, just as people put blind faith in science.
千万都不要迷信。
And let us not have that kind of blind faith.
什么是科学？
What is science?
科学让我们更明白这个世界嘛。
Science allows us to understand this world even more.
它可以用不断实验的方式让我们明白真理。
Through experiments, science allows us to understand the truth.
科学是一个很好的东西。
Science is something that is good.
是一个让我们的生命让我们的生活更美好的一个工具。
And it is a tool through which we can enrich our lives.
不过有一个科学家叫做马克杜斯。马杜克斯。
And there's a scientist.
马杜克斯。
马杜克斯。
对。马杜克斯。我忘记他英文名字了。马杜克斯。他是近代科学之父的教父。
And in fact, he is a father of modern science.
他写了一本书叫做科学并未终结。
And he wrote a very famous scientific
科学并未终结。他的意思就是说是啊。在我们人生活的领域当中
In fact, in our human lives,
实际上还有很多东西是科学没有办法印证的。
There are many things that science cannot prove.
在牛顿的时代
During the era of Newton,
牛顿的三大定律啊是铁律。
The three laws of gravity are laws.
可是到了爱因斯坦的时代
But in the times of Einstein,
牛顿定律它被限制在某一个地区才能使用。
The laws of gravity only apply to a certain region or place.
科学是不断的翻新的。
Science is forever advancing.
科学的本质就是怀疑。
The basis of science is doubt.
科学就是要寻找真理。
Science is to find the truth.
可是科学还没有完全。
But science is not perfect.
我曾经去找过一个非常聪明的一个人。
I once went to see a very intelligent person.
他跟我讲了很多事情。
He told me many things.
他其中讲了一句话。
He once told me.
他说传道啊。他说传道啊。
Preacher?
你可以用科学来证明有神吗？
Can you prove that there is a God with science?
你没有办法用科学证明有神。
You cannot prove to me that there is God with signs.
所以他说没有神。
And that is why there is no God.
我说先生啊。
And I told him,
你是一个对科学很有研究的人。
You are a very scientifically minded person.
科学如果这么完美的话。
And if science is that perfect,
请用科学来证明没有神。
Can you prove that there is no God with science?
你也没有办法用科学来证明没有神。
And I bet you can't prove that there is no God with science either.
这告诉我们一件事情。
This tells us one thing.
科学还没有完美。
That science is not perfect.
目前用科学并没有办法来证明有神或者是没有神。
And there is no way for us to use science as far as we are concerned to prove that there is a God or there is no God.
任何人因为科学的因素认为没有神。
Anyone who claims that there is no God because of scientific reasons,
那是对科学的一种迷信。
Is mistaken about science.
因为科学目前还在进步。
Because science is forever advancing.
今天不认同的东西，不代表明天不认同。
Just because people do not agree with something today doesn't mean that people will not agree to it in the future.
在今天的科学领域里面，
in today's scientific world,
每天都有新的东西产生。
There are many new discoveries.
新的东西被发现。
There are many things that are discovered.
我们现在的认知明天可能就会被推翻了。
And what we know today may be overturned tomorrow.
一个可能被推翻的东西。
Something that can be overturned tomorrow.
要来证明一个永恒的东西。
Cannot be used to prove something that is eternal.
这个是难的。
This is almost impossible.
有些人为什么他不信耶稣？
Why is it that some people do not believe in Christ?
他为什么不相信有神？
Why is it that they don't believe in God?
是因为他曾经追寻过神。
It is because they have once pursued God.
可是他对他所追寻的神明丧失的信心。
But they have lost hope and faith in the God that they used to pursue.
小弟认为，在所有不相信神的原因里面，
I believe in the many reasons, that people use to not believe in God.
这种人是最可怜的。
This is the most pitiful kind of people.
有一次，小弟到一个海岛上去传福音。
Once I went to an island to preach the gospel.
小弟挨家挨户去传福音传单。
And I pass out flyers door to door.
啊，欢迎你来参加我们教会的布道会啊。
Oh, you're more than welcome to attend our evangelical service, I said to them.
那时候小弟跟几个大学生一起去啊。
And I went door to door evangelism with some college students.
有一个大学生突然跑来找我。
So one of them came and talked to me.
传道，传道，传道。
Oh, preacher.
我说什么事？
What is it?
有一个那个西药房的那个先生来找你。西药房那个 pharmacy 他们那个。
There's someone from the pharmacy who is looking for you.
我说啊，我就赶快跑过去。
So I ran over there.
我刚进去啊。
And when I entered,
我都还没讲话呢。
And I haven't even spoken.
他看我很年轻嘛，对不对？
And he saw that I was very young.
我现在还是很年轻嘛，我看。
I'm still very young.
像啊，有人说我现在头发白头发比较多啊，对，的确是这样啊。那他说，年轻人，我问你一件事情。
Young man,
很凶哦，年轻人，我问你一件事情。
So the pharmacist yelled at me, "Young man, let me ask you one thing."
我说哇，什么事？什么事
？What is it?
他说，你说这个世界上到底有神还是没有神
？Is there a God or isn't there a God in this world?
他以为我将会吓到。
And he thought he was going to threaten me with that question.
我不会吓到的。
And I wasn't scared.
我有感受。
I have experience.
我有证据。
I have evidence.
这个世界上有神的。
There is God.
我说，先生，我认为这个世界上有神。
I believe there's a God. I told him.
他想说，我这么年轻，应该认为没有神嘛，哈。
And he thought maybe you are a young man, and that is why you don't believe in God.
我就说有神啊。
There is God. I told him.
他先愣了一下。
And he was startled.
他从那抽屉里面就哇，我们抽就拿抽屉里面拿出五根旗子。
And so, from the drawer, he took out five flags.
他问我说：“你知道这是什么东西吗？”
Do you know what these are?
我给他看一看。啊，我知道这个叫做令旗。
And I look at the flags, and I know that there are some kind of flags, that represent some organizations.
这种令旗哈，每一根令旗哈，可以指挥一百万个天兵天将。
So supposedly, each of these five flags, can command 1 million, spiritual beings.
当然他问我的时候我不知道可以指挥多少人啊。
Obviously, when he asked me, I didn't know how many those flags could command.
我只是说哦这个是令旗这样子。
And all I knew was that these are special flags to command the spiritual beings.
他就问我了。
So he asked me,
你知道这个世界上哪一个神最大吗？
Do Do you know who is the greatest God?
我说耶稣最大。
And I said, Jesus Christ.
他说不是。
No.
我说那你认为谁最大呢？
Who do you say is the greatest God in the world then?
他说玄天上帝最大。
And he claimed that some other spiritual being is the greatest God in the world.
反正就是有一种神叫神玄天上帝就是了。那我说好、哦、你认为这样子就好了、哦。
And so I said to him, is that what you believe?
他说哪有什么神？
There's no God, he said.
我跟你讲啊。
Let me tell you.
你看我这件西药王。
Look at this、pharmacy that I own.
像西药王吗？
Does it look like a pharmacy to you?
我刚才看了一看。
And I look around.、
啊、真的不太像西药房。
It really doesn't look like a pharmacy.
破破烂烂的。
It was so run down.
药也没几罐。
There aren't that many bottles of medicine.
当然我不好意思说嘛，因为人是我们是客人嘛，总是不要跟他说你这真的不太像嘛、哦。
And as a guest, I was、unwilling to say what I really saw.
他说你知道吗？
And he told me.
在很久以前
You know, many years ago,
我有一个幸福的家庭。
I had a wonderful family.
我有一个很好的太太，有几个很乖巧的孩子。
I had a wonderful wife and several children.
有一天有一个人来找我。
One day, one person came to me.
他跟我讲。
And he told me.
你要拜玄天上帝。
You must worship the spiritual being.
玄天上帝啊，是一个世界上最大的神。
And this spiritual being is the greatest God of them all.
所以我就相信了。
I believed.
我越信越迷啊。
And as I went deeper into this belief,
可是我越相信这个神啊。
And as I placed more faith in this being,
结果我的家庭越不美满。
My family became worse.
后来我握有五根令旗。
And ultimately, I have this five flags.
他就问我了，你知道这五根令旗有什么用吗？
Do you know what these five flags are for?
我跟他讲，很不好意思，我真的不知道这怎么用。
And I told him, I'm sorry, but I really don't know what these flags are for.
他说，这每一根令旗啊，都可以指挥100万个天兵天将。
And he told me that each of these five flags can command 1,000,000 spiritual beings.
他有五支呢。
And he had five.
500万天兵天将哎。
5,000,000 spiritual beings under his control.
这个世界上哪个国家那么多军队啊？
Which country in this world has that many army?
可是突然间哦，他就把这个五个旗子丢到地上去。
But out of sudden, he threw those five flags on the ground.
他说没有用啊。
These are useless.
你看我现在。
Look at me.
家破人亡。
I ruined my career and my family.
这个世界上没有神啊。
There's no God.
哪里有神？
Where's God?
我听的时候我觉得很难过。
And I was deeply saddened when he said that.
这个世界上有很多自称为神的假神。
There are many false gods.
他们是的确是存在的。
They truly exist.
这也是这个老板的感受。
And this is what this pharmacist had experienced.
因为他们没有找到真神。
They didn't find the true God.
所以他们对神失去信心。
And that is why they lost faith in their God.
所以他们说没有神。
And that is why they say there is no God.
这种人很可怜。
These people are pitiful.
当然有些人是因为反正他就是为了反对而反对，我就是不相信有神，就是这样。
But obviously there are some other people who oppose the existence of God just because they are against it.
或者是因为自己的行为不好。
Or sometimes it's because they do not behave well.
所以说他们就说没有神。
And that is why they claim there is no God.
说没有神的原因有很多了。
So there are many reasons why people reject the notion of a God.
不过大部分是这样。
But most likely, these arguments all fall into the categories that I've just described.
那到底有没有神？
So is there truly a God?
绝对有神。
There's absolutely a God.
那我怎么证明有神呢？
How do I prove that there's a God?
我们用这本圣经来看。
Let's read the Bible.
这本圣经是神所启示的。
This Bible is inspired by God.
我们来看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章第四节。
John chapter 4 verse 4.
24节，对不起。
Verse 24.
第四章24节。
John 4 verse 24.
神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。这个地方告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
神是灵。
That God is spirit.
所以你要拜这位天上的这位真神。
And that is why we need to worship this God in heaven.
你要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
We must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
因为神是灵。
God is spirit.
所以你看不到他。
That is why we can't see Him.
除非他要显现给你看。
Unless He's willing to reveal Himself to us.
如果不是神显现给你看。
If God doesn't want to reveal Himself to us,
你就看不到神。
We will not see God.
当然神显现给你看，你就看得到。
Of course, if God reveals Himself to you, you will see Him.
有一次啊，小弟在啊啊一间教会领会的时候。
Once when I was delivering a sermon at a church.
啊，这间教会叫做嘉义教会。
This church is at 嘉义。
啊，聚会到一半啊。
And during the service,
有一个慕道朋友。
A truth seeker.
大概坐在姐妹的这个中间这个位置，他那个位置。
Was sitting in the middle pew.
结果呢，突然间啊，他好像不知道看到什么东西啊。
And all of a sudden, it's as though she had seen something.
哇，就跟旁边人在那边不知道讲什么话。
And started to talk to the people around her.
然后呢，就我就看他在写什么东西哦。
And she started to write something down.
因为小弟在正道，所以也不能说一直注意他嘛，哦。
And obviously, I can pay my full attention to the sister.
就他写完以后，就好像那个小学生在传纸条一样啊。
And so after she jot something down on a piece of paper, she passed it along.
从那边一直传到姐妹这边，然后再传到弟兄这边，然后传，然后传到前面来这样子。
And so that piece of paper passed along to different brothers and sisters until it finally reached the front pew.
小弟觉得很纳闷。
And I was puzzled.
在下面坐着的人都是很成熟的大人。
All these members sitting out there are all grown adults.
你怎么做事情像小学生一样？
Why are they just like little kids passing along pieces of paper?
我们在敬拜天上的真神，在下面好像小学生在传纸条。
Why is it that we're worshiping the God in heaven and these people are just passing along little pieces of paper like students?
我就不太高兴了。
So I wasn't very happy.
当我想要讲话的时候。
Just as I was about to speak,
这前面一个弟兄就把那个纸条传给我。
So a brother passed that piece of paper to me.
我吓一跳。
And I was taken aback.
原来这个纸条是要传给我的。
Oh, so this piece of paper was meant for me.
我就把这个纸条拿开啊，一看啊。
So I opened it and read it.
我吓一跳。
I was shocked.
它上面怎么说，你知道吗？
What did it say? Do you know?
他说：“传道你好。”
preacher.
你讲的那个道理我都听不懂。
I have no idea what you are talking about.
因为他来教会才第三次而已。
That's the third time that this person had been to the church.
啊，那个时候那个嘉义教会在讲很深的教义问题。
And during the session, we were talking about some profound doctrinal issues.
啊，那是一个啊一套的那个啊一个一一个一个啊讲习会了，类似讲习会那种东西。
It was actually a seminar that's based on a certain theme.
所以他讲，他说传道我都听不懂，你在讲什么？我可以理解的哦。
And so the piece of paper said, "Well, I fully understand why I don't understand anything you say."
不过他下面就说了。
But she continued.
他说哈，我就跟天上的真神祷告。
So I pray to the God in heaven.
我就跟神说，神啊，我是很想来敬拜你啊，我知道你是神啊。可是这个传道啊，在讲那个道理哦，都听不懂啊，那怎么办呢？这样子。
And so I pray to God, Oh God, I really want to understand you, but I have no idea what this preacher is talking about.
就他在祷告的时候啊。
So during her prayer,
主耶稣就显现了。
Jesus appeared to her.
我怎么知道呢？他上面有描述，他说哈，有一个人。
How do I know?
他说上面有一个，你旁边站了一个人，穿白色衣服。
And the sister said she saw a vision where a person in white was standing right next to him.
然后非常的慈祥。
And he was very kind.
哦，但他做很多描述了哈。
And she described him in detail.
然后我一看就知道那是主耶稣嘛。
And when I read the description, I knew immediately that it's our Lord Jesus.
他说主耶稣就站在这里。
So Jesus stood right next to me.
这刚好符合圣经所说的嘛。
And this is exactly what the Bible had described.
我们奉耶稣圣名啊，在这边啊聚会，神就在我们当中嘛。
And if we hold services in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, He will be among us.
可是我害怕的是什么
？But what was I afraid of?
主耶稣跟他讲。
She
主耶稣站在这边跟他讲。
She said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ said to her,
'我的女儿
，My daughter,
你不用担心
，Don't worry.
这个传道虽然讲什么你听不懂。
Even though you have no idea what this pastor is talking about,
不过我要爱你。
I will love you.
我要救你。
I will save you.
你不用担心。
Don't worry.
对，他不用担心啊。
So she did not worry about it.
可是我很担心啊。
But I was very worried.
主耶稣站在我旁边。
Jesus Christ was standing right next to me.
我讲道讲到人家听不懂。
And what I was talking about,
还是跟神控告。
Nobody understood. And this person accused me in front of our Lord Jesus.
这个传道家什么道理听不懂。
And this sister had no idea what I was talking about.
我腿快要软了。我说不知道主耶稣被打我屁股。
And I thought, well, maybe Jesus will punish me for it.
我本来很生气呢。
Initially, I was very angry.
我不高兴他们这边传来传去啊。
I was very resentful that that piece of paper was passing along from one to another.
我看完以后，我整个人没有力气啊。
But after I read that piece of paper, I lost my strength.
而且我做这个事情好像不太能够荣耀神啊。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was standing right next to me, and what I was doing wasn't exactly edifying the members.
我跟神祷告。
So I prayed to God.
我站在那边跟神祷告，主啊，你要原谅我。
I was standing on the pulpit and I prayed to God, Oh Lord, I didn't do this intentionally.
这个主题就是这么难。
This topic is just so difficult.
他来教会才三四年，亚伯拉罕是谁都不知道。
And this woman had only been to the church three times, and she had no idea who Abraham was.
我不可能为了他一个人讲那么简单的东西。
And how is it possible that I can talk about something easier to understand?
不过感谢神啊。
But thank God.
主耶稣没有打我。
Our Lord Jesus didn't hit me.
他们大家都很高兴哦。
They're all very happy.
其实主耶稣神就是灵。
Actually, God is spirit.
他如果要显现给你看，他就会让你看。
If God appears before you, you will see him.
他如果不显现给你看，你就看不见。
But if he doesn't, you will not see him.
不过虽然你看不见神，
But even though you don't see God,
你还是可以认识天上的真神。
You can still understand the God in heaven.
来看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4.
三章第四节。
Chapter 3 verse 4.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。这个地方告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
房屋一定要人建造。
That somebody must build the house.
这个大概没有什么问题啦。
And there's no problem with that.
比如说我们这栋建筑。
For instance, let's take this building for instance.
要建这栋建筑一定要建筑师先画图。
The architect must first draw out a building plan.
而且要认证，认为说他这个房子可以真的这样建吗？
And the architect has to certify the rigidity of the structure.
里面还要配线。
And he has to draw out the electrical wirings.
有水管，有电线，有各方面的东西。
The piping and everything else.
这个要经过很多人努力才有办法把这栋房子建好的。
And this building will be a result of the efforts of many professionals.
不可能说我们几个人站在那个外面的停车场。
It is impossible that a few of us would just stand at the parking lot.
然后就看到这块土地。
Look at this piece of land.
那心里就这样想。
And think about how to build this building.
我们多么希望这个地方有一栋房子。
Oh, how we wish we are going to have a building on this plot of land.
然后突然间。
And out of a sudden,
在晚上就吹了一阵大风。
And in the middle of the night, there blew a gust of wind.
那隔天早上我们来说，哎，啊，这边已经有一栋建筑物了。
And the very next day, oh, lo and behold, here's a building.
哇，还有会堂。
And there's even a chapel.
还有餐厅。
And a dining hall.
还有寝室。
And
还有教室。
And bedrooms and classrooms.
哇，什么都有了。
Well, everything is in there.
有可能吗？
Is that possible?
这绝对不可能的事情啊。
Of course that's not possible.
哦，你说有就有啊。
Does it mean?
突然间就有了。
Can you just claim that it's there and it's there?
我问你说啊，这个会堂从哪里来的？
And if I were to ask you, where does this chapel come from?
不知道吧。
I don't know.
可能是因为某些因素了哈。
Maybe for some reason it exists by itself.
可能是因为几率的缘故。
几率。
啊，几率啦。
Maybe it's...just a probability that this building exists by itself.
这蹦就有了。
It just appeared out of a sudden.
这不可能的事情。
Is that possible? Of course it's not possible.
圣经上所写的都是有符合逻辑的。
Whatever the Bible says is very logical.
因为逻辑是神所创造的嘛。
Because God created logic.
这个地方告诉我们
This verse tells us
房屋都一定有人建造
That for every house is built by someone
但建造万物的就是神
But God is the builder of everything
一间小小的房子都需要人建造
If a small house requires someone to build it
那这个宇宙呢
Then how about this universe
你所可以看到的一切
And everything that you see
有人告诉你说这个是突然间就有的
If somebody were to tell you this entire universe just came about on its own,
这个根本就是胡扯。
This is just plain nonsense.
一间小小的房子都不可能突然间就有了。
If a tiny house cannot exist on its own,
一个宇宙这么大会突然间就有了。
How can this immense universe appear by itself?
而且该有的都有。
And everything falls into the right place.
你不觉得奇怪吗？
Don't you think it is miraculous?
所以神借着这个罗马书啊，告诉我们。
That is why through the book of Romans, God tells us.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章二十节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人不无可推诿。这个地方告诉我们
，This verse tells us，
他说啊，神的事情啊，人所能知道的，啊，十九节是这样讲的哈。
Verse 19, since what may be known about God is plain to them，
是显明在人的心里的。
What may be known is plain to humankind，
因为。从创造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities have been clearly seen.
你会去想，这个宇宙是谁创造的
？Think about it. Who created the universe?
那个人的力量，那个的力量性很大哦。那个创造宇宙的那个的力量是很大的。
The power of this God who created the universe is immense.
我们今天科学这么发达。
We are very advanced technologically.
我们甚至没有办法去移动一颗小游星。
And yet, we can not even move the tiniest of the planets.
不要说制造一个小游星啊。
Not to talk about creating one.
连去控制一个小游星都有困难。
Even if you were to control a comet, that will be impossible.
那这个宇宙这么大。
This universe is so huge.
这个宇宙是按照非常严谨的天文物理学的规律来运行的。
And it runs its courses with very sophisticated laws.
而且这个宇宙是活的。
And this universe is also living.
常常会有新的星球产生。
New planets will be formed.
有旧的星球会不见。
And old planets would die.
不过不管它是怎么产生或怎么不见。
But no matter what emerges or disappears,
它都是一个规则的。
There is a rule or a law to it.
行星运转有规则。
There are rules to how planets orbit.
有它的轨道。
There are special orbits.
有它一定的原理。
There are special laws.
那这些原理、这些轨道到底是怎样产生的
？Now these orbits and these laws that govern the celestial bodies, how do they come about?
几年前在雪梨啊，有一场天文学家的一个聚会。
Several years ago, there was astronomy conference in Sydney.
很多的全世界很多的科学家的天文学家就去雪梨这个地方来开这个会。
And many astronomers gather in Sydney for this conference.
啊，在那一年啊，他们啊有一个共识。
And during that year, they came to a consensus.
所以说，现在目前啊，世界上。我们认为宇宙可能有七亿兆亿颗的星星。七后面乘以十的二十六次方。
So there are approximately 7 to the times 10 to the power 27 number of stars in the universe.
二十六次方。
26. Power 26.
有那么多星星。
There are a gazillion planets.
我们眼睛可以看见的。
So of all the ones that are visible to naked eyes,
大概是全宇宙的十分之一。
It is about 1/10 of the entire number of planets.
你知道十分之一有多大吗？可以看到，你要十分之一有多多吗
？Do you know how many planets there are? Just being able to see 1/10 of all there is to see.
一百亿个星星。
There are actually 10 billion galaxies.
所以我们就知道。
So we can see how immense the universe is.
我们就知道说，其实这个宇宙有多大。
We can just imagine how big this universe is.
谁有力量可以创造？
Who has this power to create it?
所以是二十节告诉我们。
That is why verse 20 tells us.
自从创造天地以来，神的永能跟神性是可以，你明明就可以知道的。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities have been clearly seen.
虽然眼睛我们看不到神。
Even though we can see God with our naked eyes.
可借着神所造的物，我们就可以知道。
And yet we can know Him through the things that He has created.
这个宇宙这么大，不可能没有受到控制的。
This universe is so big that there's no way that no one is there to control it.
那到底是谁控制的？
So who controls the universe?
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
只有那一位。只有那一位。
One.
就是创造宇宙万物的真神所控制的。
The one who created the universe controls it.
我们不要说看说好那个那么大的宇宙了哈。
Let us not even talk about this immense universe.
在我们旁边的走兽你就觉得很好玩了。走在我们旁边的这些动物啊
Just look at all the animals around us.
在古代有一个非常非常有名的人
In the ancient world, there's a very famous person.
啊，他是一个非常有智慧的人
He is a very wise man.
他叫做约伯
He's Job.
我们来看约伯记第十二章
Let's turn to Job chapter 12.
他曾经讲过这样一段话
He once said this.
约伯记第十二章
Job chapter 12.
第七节
Verse 7.
你且问走兽，走兽必指教你；又问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟必告诉你；或与地说话，地必指教你；
Eight.
海中的鱼也必向你说明。第九节
，nine，
看这一切，谁不知道是耶和华的手造成的呢？约伯他是当时被称为智慧者。
Job was known as a wise man.
他说：“我们要去问走兽。
”But he said, "Ask the animals."
然后去问空中的飞鸟。
Or the birds of the air,
甚至跟地说话
or speak to the earth,
那他们就会告诉你
and they will tell you,
这一切的产生是因为有一位神
all these things are created because of God,
这位神所造成的
and God created these things.
当然我们不可能去跟狗讲话
of course we can talk to a dog,
我们也不可能去跟猫讲话
we can talk to a cat.
他的意思是什么
so what is he really trying to say here?
我们如果去观察这些动物
if we observe these animals,
你会发现很多很奇怪的地方。
You know that there are many miraculous things.
为什么会这样？
Why do certain things happen in a certain way?
不需要上学。
These animals don't go to school.
他甚至不需要读大学。
They don't go to college.
可是在生活上面。
But in their lives.
他们生活得比我们快乐。
Why are they happier than we are?
他们也非常厉害。他们也非常厉害的哦。
And they are very talented.
小弟曾经去过一个地方哦。
I once went to a place.
啊，那个地方啊，那个啊，那个地方叫做，可能要问梁大哥。哎，我忘记在Oamaru还是什么。那个在那个基督城，纽西兰基督城南边有一个地方可以看那个企鹅。
This place is very close to Christchurch, New Zealand, where I could see penguins.
他们称这个企鹅叫小蓝企鹅。
And these are tiny penguins.Small blue penguins.
他们当地人是这样讲的，我是不知道。他们就说这个叫 small blue penguins. 那个我去那边看过这些企鹅很多次。
And I went there several times to see these small blue penguins.
那我为什么去看这些企鹅呢？
Why did I go see them?
我每次去看这些企鹅，我都觉得好像看到神一样。
Every time I see these penguins, I
这些企鹅不是神啊。
Thought I see God. I'm not saying that they're God.
是我真的看到神的作为。
But I see God's creation, God's deeds. These small blue penguins are just
最大是这么大而已啦。
This is as big as they get.
这些企鹅很没有胆量。
And these penguins are very timid.
你晚上如果坐在那个岸边啊，那个海岸边啊。
If you sit by the seashore.
然后它会从你旁边走过去啊。
And if these penguins walk past by you.
你如果
And if you clap your hand all of a sudden.
它就砰倒下去。
They would just fall flat on their face.
我所说的是真的，我不是乱讲，是真的，砰，倒下去这样。
I'm not exaggerating. Every time you clap your hands, they will fall flat on their face.
就会活活被你吓死。
So they're scared to death.
它实际上它是很弱小的动物啊。
So these are very tiny penguins that seem so fragile.
它这么小哦。
These penguins are so tiny.
他每天早上，他就要从那个他的 colony， 从他所住的地方，然后叫海边去捕鱼。
But every morning,
在海里面去捕鱼。
Every morning they would start out from the colony and go to the sea to fish.
然后呢，晚上的时候他游回来。
And in the evening, they would swim back to their colony.
可是他们住的哈不是一般的海滩的海面。
But where they live wasn't the usual seaside.
他们住的是哈岩石的上面，那个是在悬崖岩石的上面这样子。
They actually live on top of a cliff.
那个断崖啊，大概有三层楼高。
And that cliff is probably higher than a three-story building.
你有玩过跳棋？
Have you ever played chess?
跳棋。
Chinese checkers.
可是你大概没有看过企鹅玩跳棋。
But have you ever seen the penguins play checkers?
它游到岸边是一个断崖。
So the penguins would swim to the foot of the cliff.
请问它怎么上去？
How in the world do they go up to the top of the cliff?
企鹅没有手啊。
Penguins don't have hands and all they do is hop around.
它有两只脚没有错。
They have two legs.
不，它两只脚是这样的。
But all they do is hop with their two legs.
有了，它也可以这样走了，可是走得很小啊。
And obviously they can wiggle their way, but they can only take small steps at a time.
我在想啊。
And I thought,
如果我来爬。
If I am a penguin and I'm climbing up this cliff, I would have died a long time ago.
哎，对，我还没讲，都讲完了。那可是他很厉害哦。
But these penguins are extremely talented.
他到岸边以后，他会跳，用跳的就跳上去了。
And so surprisingly, when they arrive at the foot of the cliff, they would hop their way around until they go up to the top of the cliff.
这个还不是最厉害的。
And this is not the best talent that they have.
他们上去以后还会排队。
And after they got to the top of the cliff, they would line themselves up.
他们会叫。用声音来叫
and start to voice out a sound.
每个家族的声音都不一样
and each family has a different sound.
那他们就会聚集在一起
and they would all gather together.
然后他们会排成一列
and line up in single file.
他们不需要法律规定，他们就自己会排
There's no rules or regulations. They simply automatically and naturally line themselves up.
那最前面那一只企鹅和点名。
And the very first penguin would take roll of those behind him.
少一只，他们就一直叫。
One is missing, the head penguin would start to voice out that sound again.
那道喜的呢？
And
道喜的家族呢？
What of all those penguins that have a complete family by then?
你就会发现那一队里面会有一只企鹅，一直跑到前面去。
Then there will be one penguin within the family clan who would run to the front of the queue.
我以前都不知道为什么这只企鹅要跑到一半又跑回来。
I didn't know why this penguin had to run all the way to the front of the queue.
结果啊，有一次我遇到一个那个当地的生物学家。
So one time I met a biologist who is native to that place.
我问他说他在干什么。
And I asked him, what in the world is he doing?
他说这个就是刺猴啊。Scout, scout, 他就是探去看看哦，前面有没有敌人。
So this penguin that is scouting around is a scout to look for enemies.
所以他跑一半，然后再跑回来说报告没有敌人。
And so this penguin would hop around, scout around, and come back to report that there are no enemies.
然后全家跑回去这样子。那他跑的时候，他一面跑一面叫，那个里面就发现那个在那个岩石里面就有另外一个声音会回应他们这样子。
And so, while this whole group of penguins are doing the scouting action, there will be some kind of a response from inside the cave from their families.
企鹅没有学校吧?
There's no penguin school.
他们怎么知道?
How in the world did they know?
怎么那么厉害?
How are they so gifted in their own way?
约伯告诉我们,
Job tells us,
你要去看,
look at them,
你就会知道。
And they will tell you.
这个世界上有一个非常伟大的创造者。
There is a wonderful creator.
就是这位真神。
Who is this true God?
当然，你说要证明这位真神有真的有神没有神，这个可以证明的方式有很多种。
Obviously, there are many ways to prove the existence of God.
生命可以证明有神。
Life can be a proof of the existence of God.
人的本性可以证明有神。
Our human nature can prove that there is a God.
我们生活经验里面也可以证明有神。
And our life experiences can also prove that there is God.
因为时间的关系，我不能继续讲下去。
But because of time constraints, I can't go on.
我们先来唱诗，好不好？
But let's sing him first.
我们唱赞美诗第七首。
Let's sing him number 7.
有没有神？
Is there a God?
绝对有神。
There is absolutely God.
单单从宇宙，从我们周边的动物，我们就发现很多很奇妙的东西。
Through the animals around us, we can discover many wonderful things about him.
如果没有一个全能的力量，
if there's not an omnipotent power and being,
这个宇宙不可能产生。
This world or this universe would never be formed.
它不可能这么有规律。
And this universe will never run in such order.
包括人活在这个世界上也是。
Likewise with us humans living in this world.
其实要知道有没有神哈。
Actually,to know if there is God.
还有另外一种方式。
There's another way.
让你知道有没有神。
And this way will allow you to know if there's God.
就是用祷告的方式。
That is through prayer.
用祷告的方式可以让你知道有神或没有神。
Through prayer, you will know if there's God.
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
圣灵要为神来做见证。
The Holy Spirit will testify for God.
这句话绝对是真的。
This statement is true.
我们有一个姐妹啊，
we have a sister,
她还没信之前，
who before she believed in God,
她的女儿先来信了。
Her daughter came to believe first.
然后她女儿哦，要受洗之前啊，就来问她妈妈了。
So before her daughter got baptized, she came to her mother.
啊，妈妈妈妈，我有去教会呢，我去真耶稣教会了。
Oh, mom, I'm going to the True Jesus Church.
啊哦，我可以去受洗吗？
Can I get baptized in that church?
她妈妈很疼这个女儿啊。
Her mother was very fond of this daughter.
就说哦，你要去受洗没有问题。
So she told her, no problem.
不过有一个条件我必须要跟你讲清楚。
But there's only one condition that I have to make it clear.
你洗你的，你信你的。
You can believe and baptize all you want.
你千万不可以来跟我传教。
As long as you don't preach to me.
我是不相信耶稣的哈，我先跟你讲清楚哦。
I will tell you first.That I do not believe in Jesus.
她女儿也是很一方面很高兴，然后一方面也很忧愁啊。
And so, the daughter was between tears and joy.
因为很高兴，是因为她可以来受洗啊。
She was very joyous because she could finally get baptized.
忧愁是她妈妈跟她约法三章说不可以跟她传福音啊。
But she was in tears because she could no longer preach to her mother.
我这个女儿很有智慧就是了。
But this daughter was very wise.
你说我不可以跟你传福音吗？
Well, you told me not to preach the gospel to you.
你没有说我们传道不可以跟你传福音啊。
But you didn't say that our pastor or minister cannot preach the gospel to you.
他就常常叫那个传道，他们职务传道去他家做。
And so she would often invite the preacher to her house.
当然做事说啊，因为现在关怀我们教会这个已经受洗的姐妹嘛，哈。
So on the surface, it seems as if the preacher is there to care for this newly baptized member.
啊，其实传道借这个机会就讲道理给他妈妈听。
But as a matter of fact, the preacher took the opportunity to preach to the mother.
他妈妈都不太高兴。
And the mother was very happy about it.
我们不是讲好了吗？
Didn't we agree before you got baptized?
你信你的，我信我的。
That you'll believe what you want, and I will maintain my own beliefs.
不过这个女人很孝顺。
But this daughter was very filial to the mother.
因为圣经上告诉我们说我们当孝敬父母。
Because the Bible tells us to honor our parents.
那这个姐妹来信耶稣以后，她就遵照圣经来的指示来做。
And so after believing in our Lord Jesus Christ, his daughter practiced what the Bible tells her to do.
她妈妈很高兴。
And her mother was very pleased.
有一天啊，我们这位这个姐妹啊，生日啊。
And so one day there's a birthday celebration for a sister.
然后她妈妈就告诉我们这个姐妹。
And so the mother told the daughter.
哎呀，你平常这么孝顺啊，你有什么要求你告诉我，只要我做得到，我就答应你。
And so the mother told this sister, well, since it's your birthday, I will grant you any wish that you want because you have been honoring me all along.
我们那个姐妹就说，妈妈，这是你说的哦。
Mom.Is that really what you promised?
对啊，我说的。
Yeah, that's what I promised.
那我要求的不多。
So I don't ask for it very much.
The
daughter said,
怎么那么刚刚好？今天晚上是教会的布道会。
It so happened that there's an evangelical service at church tonight.
我希望你跟我去教会聚会。
So my request is that you will come to the evangelical service with me.
啊，她妈妈就忧愁了。
And her mother was saddened.
我女儿怎么会邀请我去教会聚会呢？
Why would my daughter invite me to go to service at church?
啊不，讲出去的话就是泼出去的水吗？
Well, I've already made a promise, she thought.
她就去了，就来教会了。
So she came.
不过她那天啊，做一个非常特鹤立鸡群，非常跟别人不一样的动作。
And so it happened that this mother did something extraordinary that evening.
她坐这样对不对？啊，听道理。
So she sat on the pew and listened to the sermon.
她的头都长这样。
And
从头到尾哦。
And from the beginning to the end, she turned her head sideways.
她跟传道说：“我来不是要听你讲道理，我来是我女儿叫我来，所以我来了。可是我不听你的。”
So what she was really trying to say is that I came because I want to fulfill my promise to my daughter and not so much to listen to you, the preacher.
他的意志力很坚强耶，你要一个小时这样子也会很酸耶。
He was so determined that she would turn her head sideways for the entire hour.
这样，一直到聚会结束啊，这样。
So she did that until the end of the service.
从他在上面看了，反正没关系的，去他家差不多都是这样而已，他有来就好。
And the preacher thought, well, that's how she reacted when I went to her house, so whatever she wants to do, just go ahead.
又过了一阵子、哦、
After a while,
她这个我们家这个姐妹很有智慧、哦、她又把她妈妈带来教会了。
This daughter brought the mother to church again.
就她妈妈、哦、也是这样。
And the mother did the same thing.
不过、哦、神的时候到了。
But God's time had come for her.
突然间传道讲到一句话。
All of a sudden, the preacher said, made a statement.
他妈妈说、哦、其实这句话也没有什么，可是这句话就插到他的心里面去了。
And that statement was nothing extraordinary, but it pierced the heart of the mother.
他本来这样对不对？他转过来，好，我就要听听看你传道怎么说，我要听听看你怎么说。
So the mother immediately turned her head and looked at the preacher.As if to find out what the preacher had to say.
不过他发现说传道讲的没有错。
And then she found that what the preacher was saying was correct.
哇，他女儿看到他妈妈脸转过来，很高兴啊。
And the daughter was so happy that the mother turned her head.
就跟他妈妈说，妈妈妈妈，等一下我们聚完会哦，到前面来祷告哦，你也到前面来祷告好不好？
So the daughter said to the mother, when we're going to pray in a little bit, could you also come to the front of the chapel to pray with me?
她妈妈后来是这样说了哈。
And the mother said, after the fact,
她说，事实上，我为什么到前面来，是因为我想说，好，既然传道说有神，那我就到前面来体验看看。如果没有神，我就跟我女儿说，以后我不来了。
And so, the mother came to the front of the chapel to pray, simply to prove that there's no God if she does not receive the Holy Spirit.
没有感受到有神而已啦，不是说得到圣灵啦。
Or that she has not experienced the Holy Spirit, and that will be reason enough to never to come to church again.
好，然后，不过她这个人是这样，她如果下定决心了，她就真的这样做了。
But she was so determined, so she went ahead and prayed at the front of the chapel.
她到前面来很认真的祷告。
So she came to the front and prayed earnestly.
神很怜悯她。
God had mercy on her.
她到前面来祷告就得到圣灵。
And when she prayed, she received the Holy Spirit.
这祷告结束了。
After the prayer,
那场只有她得到圣灵了。
She was the only one who received the Holy Spirit.
人家回去她没有，她跑到前面来。
And so others had gone back after service, but she came forward.
然后拿到传道的那个麦克风说她要讲话来。
And took the mic and wanted to say something.
传道就把他抢回来，麦克风是我的。
And the preacher took the microphone back and said,
你拿麦克风干什么？
This is my microphone. Why are you taking my microphone?
他就跟传道讲。
So she said to the preacher,
传道我跟你讲。
Let me tell you, preacher.
真的有神。
There is God.
传道就跟他说。
And the preacher told her,
我们在场人都知道有神，只有你不知道。
We all know that there's God. You are the only one who doesn't know.
可他就说，传道，我要分享我的感觉。
Preacher, I want to share what I have experienced.
所以他说好，你可以分享。
Okay, go ahead and share.
啊，不过等我讲完你再分享啊。
But do that after I finish my message.
后来他就做见证了。
And so later on she testified.
他说他本来不相信有神。
She didn't believe in God previously.
骗我，哪里有神？
She didn't believe that there is God.
后来他得到圣灵。
But afterward she received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵亲自为神做见证。
And the Holy Spirit personally testified about God.
各位亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
不管你信多久了,
regardless of how long you have been in this faith,
我们要去思考我们跟神的关系是什么。
We need to think about our relationship with God.
我们真的摸到神了吗?
Have we really touched God?
我们应该等一下哦, 我们要来祈求灵恩哦。
We're going to pray for spiritual blessings in a little bit.
我们应该到前面来。
Let's all come forward.
来向神祈求。
And pray to God.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
这是对神的一种宣告。
This is a proclamation about God.
在腓立比书第四章第六节里面。
In Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
我们看腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God.
啊，这个地方啊，告诉我们，啊，说我们应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们所要的告诉神。
This verse tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present our requests to God.
你只要跟神说。
As long as we present our requests to God.
神会赐人出人意外的平安。
God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts.
小弟当传道不是很久。
I haven't been a preacher for a long time.
今年才第九年。
This is only my ninth year.
不过小弟亲眼看过神很多的作为。
But I have personally witnessed the many wonderful deeds of God.
其实不止他本身受到神恩典的人感动。
Not only were those who had received these blessings touched by God.
连我们跟他在一起的人都觉得很感动。
Even those who are around these people were touched greatly.
真的有神。
There is God.
这位神真的充满了怜悯。
And this God is full of compassion.
我看过多少慕道朋友来这边在前面哭哦。
How many truth seekers have I witnessed who came to the church and cried?
我从来都不认识这些人。
I've never known these people.
甚至这些人都不跟我讲话的。
And these people had never talked to me.
明天我会讲一个见证。
I'm going to tell you a testimony tomorrow.
那个人就是不跟我讲话的。
And this person that I'm going to testify about had never talked to me before.
所以我求的跟他求的不一样。
And that is why whatever he requested versus what I pray for are different.
就神听我们两个人的祷告，全部都给他。
But God listened to our prayers and gave everything to him.
我们没话说。
I had nothing to say. I was speechless.
神真的慈爱。
God is truly compassionate.
我们现在要来祈求灵恩哦。
So we're now going to pray for spiritual gifts.
欢迎我们所有的亲戚朋友。
We invite all our relatives and friends,
弟兄姐妹到前面来祷告。
Brothers and sisters to come to the front to pray.
那我们啊，我来稍微介绍一下我们祷告的方式哦。
Let me first introduce our prayer.
我们祷告第一句就念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We begin the prayer by saying, Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
因为我们是向耶稣祷告嘛。
Because we pray to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那圣经告诉我们说，神赐给我们一个名，我们借着这个名向他求，神就要给我们。
The Bible tells us that God has given us this name through which we must pray to receive blessings from God.
那这个名就是耶稣。
This name is Jesus.
像我们要跟神祷告，当然我们就要奉主耶稣圣名祷告咯。
So obviously, if we're praying to our Lord Jesus, we must pray in His name.
那接下来我们就不断地念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then we'll continue to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah 是希伯来文。
Hallelujah is Hebrew.
其实就是赞美神的意思。
Which means praise the Lord.
你嘴巴不断的赞美神。
We just need to praise the Lord with our lips.
你就念 Hallelujah 赞美主耶稣 ，Hallelujah 赞美主耶稣。
And we just have to say Hallelujah praise the Lord.
你说传道，那我们的神知道我需要什么吗
？Oh preacher, then does God really know what I want?
我们的神如果不知道我们是谁
，If our God doesn't know who we are,
不知道你需要什么。
If our God doesn't know what you need,
不知道你住在哪里。
If He doesn't know where you live,
不知道你家的电话号码。
Doesn't know your phone number,
你可以回去了。
You can go home.
跟我黄传道差不多而已嘛。我也不知道你是谁。
If God,
我也不知道你家住址，我也不知道你的电话、啊。 我也不知道你心里在想什么啊。
If God doesn't know anything about you, just like I don't know anything about you, then there's nothing to stay here for.
啊，要拜这种神，可以回去了。
If this is the kind of God you want to worship, you can just go home.
他不能帮助你什么。
Such kind of God cannot help you.
今天你来到前面祷告。
Today, when you come to the front of the chapel to pray,
你不要忘记了。
Do not forget.
你是来向创造宇宙万物真神祷告。
That you are here to pray to the Creator of the universe.
你心里所需要的。
Whatever you need.
你叫什么名字？
What your name is.
所有你的资料他都知道。
Everything about you, God knows.
你只管颂赞天上的真神。
All you need to do is to praise the God in heaven.
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣 ！Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣 ！Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣
！Just repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
当然，有人说，传道如果我没有跟神讲，我心里过意不去。
Of course, some people may say, if I don't verbalize my request, I may be impolite towards this God.
好了，你也可以讲。
Of course, you can voice out your requests.
你在心里面讲。
You can voice out your requests in your heart.
你心里面跟主耶稣说。
And in your heart, you can say to our Lord Jesus.
用心灵跟神沟通。
And we can communicate with God through our mind and hearts.
我们结束的时候，我们会按铃。
And we will conclude the prayer with a ringing of bell.
那我们就会唱一首副歌，唱一首赞美诗。
Then we will sing a chorus from a hymn.
然后我们就会说阿们。
And conclude the prayer with Amen.
那我们有没有第一次来我们教会的？有没有第一次？有哈。那可能你刚
刚 Anyone was here for the first time?
应该有了哈。那你会听到一些哈你听不懂的话。
And during the prayer, you will hear something that you don't understand.
有人跟我讲说，传道他们犯规，他们什么都没有哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，我都听不懂他们在讲什么。
And some people complain to me, why is it that they are all speaking something that I don't understand?
我说那是我的错了，我没有跟你解释，他们不是犯规，他们在讲灵言。
And it was my fault that I didn't explain to these people that in fact they are praying in tongues in the spirit.
他们在讲天国的话。
They are speaking the language of the heavenly kingdom.
啊，你听不懂，对，没有错，你听不懂。
Yes, you do not understand.
不过他跟你一样，只是他在讲灵言而已。
But those who speak in tongues are speaking a different tongue, a spiritual tongue.
凡是得到圣灵的人就会讲灵言。
And those who have received the Holy Spirit will speak in tongues.
啊，你也可以求，求圣灵。
You can also pray for the Holy Spirit yourself.
你可以来体验圣灵。
You can experience the Holy Spirit.
你也可以跟神讲任何你想要说的话。
And you can also pour out whatever you want to say before God.
我们所相信的这位真神啊。
The God whom we believe.
他是怜悯的主。
Is a compassionate God.
他是你的朋友。
He's our friend.
他是你的至亲。
He is our closest family.
只要你愿意。
As long as we are willing.
他都愿意垂听。
He is willing to listen to us.
那我们现在来祷告啊。
Now we're going to pray.
那要接受按手祷告的可以到前面来。
Please come forward if you want the laying of hands.
我们希望说我们所有的亲戚朋友可以到前面来。
And we hope that all our friends and relatives can come forward to pray.
那我们弟兄姐妹可以陪他们一起来。
And our brothers and sisters can accompany them to come to the front to pray.
我们弟兄姐妹想要求恩赐的。
For all the brothers and sisters who want to pray for spiritual gifts.
啊，求胆量的。
Pray for courage.
啊，求任何的神的恩典的。
Pray for any grace from God.
都可以到前面的。
Please come forward to pray.
我们请这个我们的圣职人员来一起为我们按手祷告。
We'll ask the ministers to pray for us.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.